Right now, it's time for Kids Q. 97.9 The Hill's Kids Question of the Week, presented by Community Works. They've got thrift shops in Carrboro and Chapel Hill. We've been saying for the last couple of months that they're not accepting physical donations. That is about to change beginning on Friday from 10 to 4. They will be accepting self-service donations with physical distancing just at their Chapel Hill thrift shop on South Elliott Road. That donation center is located directly behind the store. Friday, Saturday, 10 to 4, Sunday from noon to 4, and the donation center in Carrboro is getting ready to open a week from Friday on May 22nd with the same hour. Stay tuned for more details on that, and visit communityworksnc.org. That's works with an X to sign up for their newsletter. Joined today by Aaron A.J. Johnson and Ellie Evans of WCHL. How's it going?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Doing okay.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, yeah. How's the week been going so far?
It's like the last couple of weeks have been. It's Wednesday, and yet for some reason the days are just streaming together.
Yeah. I do like I think it's in Ohio, the weatherman who has that feature on the TV news show where he just like walks up and says, it's Wednesday, and
then
just walks away.
I've seen that.
There's
it's
like a whole build-up.
There's like a whole build-up,
like
yeah.
It's quite clever. I really do like it.
And it's also a thing now to trend what day it is on Twitter.
Yeah.
So it'll just be like, it is Wednesday. So that way you can confirm
Do we do you feel like weeks are changing? Like the first couple of weeks of this, like every day was running together, every week was feeling like a month and a half. Like I feel like time is moving again like it should be, but the days are running together.
I have actually flipped that. Initially when we were doing the shutdown, I could tell differences in days because here at the station I was doing different things.
Right.
I was on the morning show as opposed to doing nights, and I was doing all this other stuff. So with there being a difference in my routine, then it was I could tell the difference between days. But here lately, as we've had Ron back on the air for a couple of weeks now in the morning, I've shifted more back to my normal role doing the nights and things like that. I'm now into my normal routine, and I have noticed over the last week or so that I'm starting to have issues remembering, okay, did that happen on Tuesday or Wednesday?
You do have some like weekly features on certain days, right?
Yes, yeah. And those are usually coming, you know, about the time where I'm kind of catching up on
what day.
It's Thursday.
Oh, it's Thursday.
Because I have the rewind tonight
on
the show.
Rewind,
right,
yeah.
Exactly. So those kind of things are still causing me some issues. But yeah, I'm actually having more issue now telling days apart than I was when we initially went into the lockdown.
How about you, Ellie?
I feel like I've stopped saying have a good weekend because it like doesn't matter
anymore.
Yeah. Like I don't like write like, hey, happy Friday in an email because it's like, none of this is, it's all made up.
Happy day.
The points don't matter. There's no rules.
Days are spectrums.
Yeah.
Like, who knows when one day starts and
exactly.
the other day begins. All right. Are you ready for Kids Q?
Yes.
All right. Everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question. I like this one for this week. What do you like to daydream about?
Ooh.
Not what do you daydream about. What do you like to daydream about?
That's mountain vacations.
Good one.
Oh, yeah. Vacations are what I keep coming back to recently. Like, I, even before this started, one of the things that I would frequently do on YouTube, and Allie, I feel like you will agree with me on this, I will go online and watch videos of theme park rides.
Yes, I do that.
Now I do that a lot. Like, oh my God.
Yes, I definitely do that.
Yeah.
I kind of equate, like, daydreaming with, like, meditation and relaxing.
Okay.
Like, I specifically, like, set out a time to do it, but I have a really hard time shutting my brain off and relaxing. Surprising to no one, I'm sure. And so I usually go back to like the most relaxing points of my life, and that's what I try and daydream about.
Okay.
Brian and I, my husband and I, went to Asheville for our anniversary last year, and we splurged on Mountain View massages at the Grove Park Inn. And you're in this like little house, and our anniversary is in November, so they open the window, but like the massage table's heated, but then it's like air coming in from outside, and it was raining, and like you can hear, it was perfect.
Nice.
That
Aren't
is
you,
what
like,
I daydream about.
Laying face down on a massage table though?
I actually requested to lay facing up the entire time.
Okay.
And they accommodated my request.
But you're still like
so expensive.
Looking up, right? Like how do you get the view?
You can like lean the table.
You can lean
up.
The table.
So
okay.
I was like, yeah, laying down, but kind of like more like in a lounge chair.
Nice.
And the whole thing, it's kind of like the studio, actually. It's like all windows, but you can open them a little bit. So nice. That's
and you, and
pretty
you
much
probably
what I
have
focus
a
on.
Like, not that I don't love the view of the University Place parking lot, but I'm sure if you're in the mountains, the view
yes.
is a little bit better. Right?
Slightly.
Yeah. Slightly
just
better.
A
just
better.
A little bit.
Yeah,
just
you're like
a,
up
just
on a mountain.
Scooch.
It's foggy. It's raining. It was great.
That's awesome.
Although I do have a more practical daydream going on right now.
Okay.
Getting my hair cut.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This needs to happen.
He's
yeah.
struggling.
I'm on the struggle bus right now.
He's ordering hats on Amazon.
I have looked good in a hat. Like,
I have,
used to
right?
you with the hat.
I have not come to work without a hat in probably 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's been at
it's
least
look,
just
though.
Because even I have hat hair right now.
Oh,
and
yeah.
If I were to
sure.
take this hat off, my hair is down to my mouth.
It's funny because we had a staff meeting earlier today via Zoom, which is super fun because half of our computers weren't working. And you were talking about like, oh, I don't like wearing hats. And as soon as you said that, I thought, wait a minute, you wear a hat all the time because I literally don't remember you not wearing a hat anymore.
Yeah, because for the last 3 weeks,
yeah.
I've always worn a hat.
My memory only goes back that far. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
It's yeah. like you're like the goldfish of the office. I got 3 week increments.
You
that's what I'm working with.
As well as I do, that pretty much everyone around here is the goldfish of the office at this point. Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Community Works, works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. And again, communityworksnc.org is their website. Go there, sign up for their newsletter. More details about them as they begin to start the process of getting back open again. You can donate at the Elliott Road Thrift Shop beginning on Friday. Allie, AJ, thank you so much.
Thank you.